We are here again to discuss on the topic of Indian digital infrastructure. As we all know, technology is advancing rapidly, and India has been at the forefront of this revolution. Over the past decade, the country has made significant strides in building a robust digital infrastructure that has changed the way we live, work, and communicate. India's digital infrastructure comprises a vast network of information and communication technologies, including broadband connectivity, mobile networks, data centers, and cloud computing. These technologies have enabled individuals, businesses, and governments to access and share information more efficiently and effectively. To discuss this in more detail, with an expert who has been observing the digital revolution very closely, we have with us Mr. Gurmeet Chadha, Managing Partner and Chief Investment Officer at Complete Circle Wealth. Complete Circle Wealth's core management team is represented by experienced individuals with exposure to asset management, retail and private banking, financial planning and research. Let me also take a moment to introduce Mr. Gurmeet. Mr. Gurmeet has over 15 years of experience in private wealth management and wealth planning, banking, and mutual fund distribution. Since 2015, he has been working to build a high quality, client-centric, and genuinely digital boutique wealth management organization that provides financial solutions. So, my dear investors, now I'll be handing over the floor to Mr. Vikas Agarwal, who will in turn be handing over the mic to Mr. Gurmeet. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Pragya. Hello, Gurmeet. How are you?
Very good, Vikas. Always good to talk to you, and especially doing this first time with you on a open live forum.
Right. Thank you so much for taking the time out from your busy schedule and agreed to speak to our investors. So, you know, of course, we are doing it for the first time, this conclave, and the whole idea is to educate and empower the investor community. And the ET markets have sort of helped us to organize this event and reach out to more number of investors. So thank you so much. Gurmeet, so, you know, you've been doing this for over 7.5, 8 years at Complete Circle, and you started your PMS also last year. It's been about now 11, 12 months that you're managing it. So, you know, the agenda of the discussion is, if you can, because your strategy is digital compounders and you focus on digital infrastructure. So my submission to you would be, if you can take us through what's happening around in this segment particularly, and maybe your valuable wisdom would help us to know more about this.
Sure. Thank you, Vikas. Indeed a pleasure, and it becomes very difficult when you have the previous speaker, who's Saurabh Mukherjee, to, you know, fill in those shoes. But I'll try my best. You know, I've learned so many things, grown up in the industry, hearing him, Sunil, so many good fund managers. So I'll hear, what I'll do is probably I'll try talk what I think more as an investor, and then I'll come to it, what do I as a portfolio manager, because most of them are investors, and I'm also relatively young. I use the word relatively young because I'm in my 40s now. How I have made whatever wealth I've made as an individual, and what is the big picture, you know, for us, not just digital but overall, right? Where did this word come from, digital compounders? You know, it's a very, and me, you and Chitej, you know, about a year back, more than a year back, did a lot of brainstorming of what is changing in India, right? And we have grown up. We've started in a year, in 2008, when correction happened, when Sensex crashed from 21 to 8,000. We were very young. The investor used to come up in the morning at 6 o'clock with physical redemption forms, for redeeming money, right? And there was panic. And today you can do that. You can bring a bank like Silicon Valley Bank down in 24 hours, withdrawing $200 billion, right? At that point of time, probably that would have taken 2 months for, just to, you know, address the queue. So a lot has changed. And when we sat, we noticed just 4 or 5 things which I think are changing India. India's always been a great market because hum actually itna carried away ho jate hain near term events se. I was doing one data. Last 10 years, India, China, US, okay, I'm not going beyond. Number of 10 baggers in Nifty, right? Nifty top 100 companies, number of 10 baggers in Nifty last 10 years is 21%. This number is 14% for NASDAQ, single digit for US, and about 5-6% for China. So forget what has happened and is going to happen, and the way we are transforming to a truly digital economy. Even in the past, our ability to generate returns in stock market, and I'm saying 10 baggers, I'm not getting into, you know, 20, 50, 100 baggers. The sheer percentage of companies becoming 10 baggers in India, even in last 10 years, has been way, way high, almost double of, you know, any decent market. So whenever economic growth happens in India, the wealth to retail investors, shareholders, that creation is very, very high. And then we noticed an interesting data which BofA gave, which said the moment data became affordable, and this was the Jio launch in 2017-18, that's when the data prices really started crashing. See, the data adoption went up, and then this entire tech disruption started. So we had Jam Trinity, you know, the linkage of the bank accounts which happened. Log mazak udate the, aaj we have 1.9 lakh crore balance in Jan Dhan accounts, right, with about 50-60 crores beneficiary, right? Huge transformation, right? I mean, this number itself is mind-boggling. People thought these would be zero balance accounts, people will only use to withdraw subsidies. Hasn't happened. It's actually a very significant part of the banking. And then this tech adoption led to huge disruption. Demonetization came, that accelerated the tech adoption in India. And if you see the number of unicorns which have got created after data became cheap, तो उससे पहले हम साल का दो यूनिकॉर्न बनाते थे 2016 में 2018 में वी मेड 7 2019 इट वाज 9 राइट लास्ट टू इयर्स द 37 राइट एंड बाय 2025 वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ 100 यूनिकॉर्न्स राइट एंड दिस इज क्लियर डेटा आई एम नॉट ट्राइंग टू गिव एनी यू नो दिस इज व्हाट वी क्रिएटेड राइट सो देयर इज अ ह्यूज डिसरप्शन हैपनिंग इन एडॉप्शन यू नो आई कम फ्रॉम अ प्लेस कॉल्ड सागर. You know, it's a small town, 5 lakh population, 1.5 lakh wahan pe army hai. It's an army recruitment center. A local kirana store there, you know, we have a house there, we rent out some space. Hum 5000 rupaye rent lete hain ek shop ka wahan pe. I'm just telling you of a typical tier 4 town, okay? Yeah. Uska roj ka 4000-5000 rupaye ka kirane ka sale hai. 5-6000 rupaye ka sale karta hai. Din ke 400-500 rupaye, you know, he makes 400-500 rupees a day. His ITR is just bare minimum, you know, 3-4 lakh ITR. He never used to get credit. He used to ask money from my dad or the local lender at 3%, 4%. Equita, small finance bank guy, you know, they have a guy there now. He's taken the phone pay and the Paytm UPI code now. And, you know, this guy, I recently went on Diwali to my hometown. This guy sat in his shop. Beta record of number of transactions. Usne uske financials banaye through the UPI transactions he does and through some of the cash sales he does. He visited him in peak hours now and he made a tentative financials for him. And Equita Small Finance gave him a small business loan called Micro Lab, jo aap dukaan ke against dete hain, for 4 lakh rupees at about 13-14%. Now, this is the change which is happening. A small businessman today, which is a local kirana store, which was borrowing money at 3%. 4% a month is today getting access to credit. An auto rickshaw driver can get a small loan of 25,000 rupees because of this linkage, opening a bank account, adoption of transactions to UPI. A cobbler, a florist, you know, a vegetable vendor today has access to credit, and this will transform India. You know, this access to credit is the lifeline of the economy. The moment we start from $2,000 to $4,000, per capita over next 4-5 years, the disruption and the finance adoption would make it even disruption. So what is happening in India is unprecedented. It's not a previous case study, right? That you can mirror that, right? Because this is happening digitally and at a much faster pace than a lot of us can envision. So my emphasis on this digital compounder was that who are the companies who are going to adopt this digital revolution in India, whether it is data, whether it is opening of bank accounts and linkage of Aadhaar and adoption of UPI, whether it is the you know, the digital infrastructure India is creating through PLI, whether it is some of our companies who are trying to disrupt, big time, which are the companies who are going to benefit from this? And there are various ways of making money in the market, Vikas. You know, ek tarika hai where you are very active, you get the sector right, and you keep rotating, right? आपको बैंक अच्छे लगे, नाउ यू आर मूविंग आउट ऑफ आईटी, यू आर गोइंग इनटू कैपिटल गुड्स, देन यू आर मूविंग आउट ऑफ कैपिटल गुड्स, यू आर चेजिंग फार्मा. देयर इज दैट दैट्स अ परफेक्टली राइट वे ऑफ मेकिंग मनी. देयर इज नथिंग रॉन्ग अबाउट इट. The second way of making money is buying very value, something which is of value, right? So ITC not going up for 3 years. You know, Parag Parikh started buying ITC as the stock increased weightage in it because the free cash was up. So that's value style. Naren believes in that style. And then there are people who are extremely heavily growth oriented. They will buy growth at whatever price, right? Saurabh is an example of it. He values growth more and quality more. You know, I'm on the side that what is going to change big in next 5 years, 6 years, identify 15, 20, 25 names. You will get a few names wrong, but whatever you get it right, right? You really make it big. So I am not buying something just for making 15, 20% for next 1 year, 2 years. I am buying something that can I buy 20 ideas, which can become 3, 4, 5, 10 beggars. I don't know, right? Over a 5, 10 year period. And even if I am at a 40%, 30, 40, 50% hit rate, I think my job is done. At 60%, probably I will thank God, you know, almighty. And that is what we are, and there is no competition with anyone on the each to his style. And different style works at different points of time in the market. Prashant Jain was, before the PSU story played out, was being ridiculed, despite having spent 25 years, you know, he was Sachin Tendulkar of investment mark. But when his conviction worked, he was, you know, he made it up in 1 year. Same was the case with Naren. He was criticized for having too many commodities, too many PSUs in the portfolio. Today, you know, maybe others are being criticized for buying Asian Paints and Pidilite at high prices. You never know, 2 years later, you know, the same guys might be. So my thought process is simple. My thought process is that I will identify what is changing in India in next 5 to 10 years. I'll try capture that in banks, in credit, in telecom, in energy, in auto, and try and take advantage of it and try get a few right. If I get large percentage of right, obviously there will be a lot of wealth. But even if I get, as I said, you know, at a 40% kind of a success rate, 50%, and not do accidents, very important not to do accidents, I think I'll be good. So I'll discuss about Vikas in terms of where do I think this digital infrastructure and disruption has an opportunity to create huge wealth. The first space I think it's going to create wealth is financials. I made a point about how a Kirana guy today gets access. There are a lot of companies who are disrupting this space. What happened, Vikas, is that after DHFL and India Bulls also facing issues, and then Reliance Capital, there was a space of 1 lakh, 2 lakh crore. These were large NBFCs, right? Who were trying to compete with banks and give significant credit. That space has got vacated. So there are banks, there are small banks. And you leave Bajaj Finance aside. Bajaj Finance is a different animal. There is no big NBFC right now, which is of 2 lakh crore kind of a loan book, which is really aggressively filling the gap. Banks do not want to really work hard, with the exception of maybe some PSU banks, because they are forced to. You know, so today you don't expect an ICICI bank to go to Nanded, get a guy there who will do LAP for them. You will not expect, you know, let's say an IDFC first, even though it's a mid-sized bank, to, let's say, go to Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh, or go to a small place in Maharashtra, right, or Gujarat, to do those small ticket loans of 1 lakh, 2 lakh. You know, it creates it. So there is an ecosystem which is there, which is now being built, where there is space getting created, and a lot of companies are doing well. I interact with a lot of NBFCs. One company, which again, it's not a stock recommendation, is Poonawalla FinCorp. You know, I've interacted with the management. I think they're doing a phenomenal job. They've already started doing 1500 crores kind of a monthly disbursement. And minus the legacy book, they are at just about 0.5% NPA. So they're doing a great job last 3 years.
Thanks to our office in Pune.
So and some beautiful products they are doing. They're doing this product called Micro Lab. They're doing this product called pre-approved car financing. I asked him, why are you doing pre-approved car? It's a very risky business to be in. You're already giving, you know, 150% on a depreciated asset. He said, I have two parameters. One, CIBIL score of 700. Second, the guy is not new to credit. He already has a loan with a 2-3 year track record, right? Very different thought process, right? Sometimes we think the mortgage is the most safest. He made me realize the shorter the the tenure, the shorter the ticket size, it's more behavior. It's about how important that asset to is. Great work happening, great digital ecosystem being built. I gave you an example of some of the small finance banks, really going, so I interacted with an NBFC, which I manage, and it's an unlisted one. He said that they have six people in a small town in UP who only do lab for them. They technically know all 400, 500 hardware Kirana stores. They know their past 10-year track record. He said the most important asset for them is their own shop. So we are doing a product which is lending against their shop. He would not default for a 5, 10 lakh and not start doing business. So great work happening there in finance. And some of, you know, once HDFC Limited vacates the space of borrowing, once it merged with the bank, a lot of these NBFCs' cost of funds will start coming down. Like this gradual. So financials, I think, while the banks will continue to rock, I have no doubts about it. I think a lot of fintechs, a lot of NBFCs, a lot of small finance banks will revolutionize credit. That's one space we are I gave you one or two examples. Other space, I think, which is going to disrupt disproportionately is this service exports. You would have seen the data. Everybody is puzzled ki is service export, suddenly how come our current account is looking so good. So what has happened is the global supply chain doesn't have only the raw material problem. It has a huge manpower problem. You need people on health, you need people in tech, you need people in accounts, you need engineers. Now today, whether you're working in Seattle or you're working in Bangalore or you're in, you know, San Jose, it doesn't make a difference, right? So technology has bridged that gap. And India is one of the leading providers of skilled, unskilled manpower, to the globe. So there are a lot of companies which are going to get benefited with that. Service exports, everybody was focused on PLI. What really came out, so, I mean, it's phenomenal. Third area, we are seeing a lot of disruption happening. Again, is linked to outsourcing, is something which is right now very out of favor, which is chemical and APIs. Huge opportunity happening. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, there was a data on pharma exports, which came up, right? And suddenly, I'll give you an example. Divi's used to do 2,500 crores during COVID period. Right, which mein 1,000 crore was Molnupiravir, which was the COVID API, right? And then COVID disappeared, right? And that 2,500 crore came back to 1,500 crore. Obviously, they increased the other sales to 1,800, but there was a big gap. And suddenly we saw, you know, correction in prices because there was a high base last year. Now, suddenly in March, we are seeing ex-Molnupiravir data from Laurus, DVs, a lot of pharma companies. The data is in public domain, showing a big surge of 20-30%. So this pharma outsourcing opportunity is worth billions of dollars. China has an 80% market share. It is something like what was the case with Indian IT services in 2002, right? Hame lagta tha ki, when NASCOM would have given a prediction, nobody have thought the industry will become $300 billion and eventually headed to $500 billion. Next 2 years, there are about $8 billion of drug which are becoming off-patent. And this is not a business that you have got cheap, you have taken it. अभी मैं डीवी से ले रहा हूँ, डीवी इज नॉट गुड, लेट मी ट्राई, यू नो, इट टेक्स इयर्स ऑफ टेस्टिंग, इट्स अ ड्रग, यू कांट सिंपली हैव अ वेंडर जस्ट ऑन कॉस्ट एंड फ्यू क्वार्टर्स ऑफ, सो इट्स अ वेरी लंपी बिजनेस, व्हेनेवर यू गेट इट राइट, यू विल गेट इट राइट एंड यू विल मेक अप फॉर 4-5 क्वार्टर्स, यू नो, बिग टाइम ऑन इट. सो दैट्स अनदर स्पेस वी आर सीइंग ह्यूज अपॉर्चुनिटी. अगेन, चाइनाज मार्केट शेयर इज 80%. माई सेंस इज ग्रेजुअली इंडिया विल ग्रैब 4-5% ओवर द नेक्स्ट 5-6 ईयर्स. आई डोंट नो हु विल द बेनिफिशियरी, लॉरस है, डीवीज है, सिंजीन है, कितने सारे हैं मुझे नहीं पता है, राइट? वी आर ट्राइंग टू प्ले अ बास्केट अप्रोच, बट यू नो, देर कैन बी ह्यूज वॉलिटिलिटी, विच इज वॉट वी, एक दिन में 10% ऊपर जाता है. We've seen दैट काइंड ऑफ अ स्पेस. Another one which I am extremely happy, and this is again, you know, being disrupted through technology, is this auto space, mobility. I would call it mobility, not really auto, because agar aapko yaad hoga, the software cost in the car when we bought our first car was hardly 4-5%. The only software we had was some smart music system working for touch screen, cha pehli baar dekha hoga 7-8 saal pehle, right? And we used to be very happy with I think power window itself was a huge pull for us, because we didn't have to bend down and you know, open the window. Today, the software cost in the car, which is including, you know, the technology bit, is 25%. As we go to 2025, this will become 50%. So the car will more become like a computer with more technology and less manual features. And once you get EV adoption done, right, the use of other parts of the ancillaries will keep coming down. So this is a big disruption happening, right? Now, how do I play this disruption? One way of playing this disruption is I get into the guys who give the software to the car makers, right? There are plenty, just to name a few. There's Tata Elxsi, there is KPIT, KPIT technology. KPIT technology is 100% auto software in a very simple language, right? So from Renault to Volkswagen to Honda, you name any labels, top 15 OEMs of the world, they are partners to 11 vendors, right? The stock has actually made a new high in a market where tech is down 30%, right? It's continuously adds. So just because there is a slowdown, I will not stop using software to make EVs, right? It's a long-term thing for us. That's one way of playing it. It's called CASE, connected, autonomous, shared, electric, right? That's the terminology. Tata Elxsi is more into aerospace also, heavy engineering also, auto also. So it's a bigger ERD. That's one way of playing it. The second way of playing is who's cracked the technology, right? Within the makers. So Maruti play karne ka fayda nahi hai because today 30 lakh cars are sold in India, 15 lakh Maruti bechta hai. So Maruti replace bhi karega, to 15 lakh hi bechega. Right? So it is selling 15 lakhs of petrol, diesel, and let's say CNG. And if it gets EV right, it will again do 50%, 55% of the market. So there is no incremental volume there. But if Tata Motor cracks it, right? And if it starts doing instead of 50,000 cars, 3 lakhs or 4 lakh cars, then the multiplier is, even if it grabs a 10% market share, right? So Isman, you know, what we need to study here is who's getting the engine right? Who's getting the technology right? Right, so traditional engines will also have a play. It's not that it will be 100% EV. So if you remember in 2014-15, Maruti cracked this 1.3 liter engine. Swift, Brezza, Desire, you know, they just cracked it, right? And they were just selling it. Then M&M cracked this 2 liter engine now. So 5 SUVs launched, all blockbuster success. You know, Thar, XUV500, Scorpio, just cracked it. TVS cracked the engine in the two-wheelers through Apache. And now the IQ, which is their EV bit. Suddenly the margin went up from 6% to 12%. So see the performance. So you have to get, on the OEM side, you have to get the guy who's cracked the technology right. Tata has cracked it in small EVs. 10 lakh ki EV banane ki ability nahi hai Maruti ke alawa aur kisi mein. Tata ko compete karne ke liye. That's why it's grabbed a 90% today. A Toyota can't make a 10 lakh EV today, right? The TIGO ka price hai at 9 lakhs, 10 lakhs. You can't match it, right? So in auto, you play the guy who's doing the software, you play the guy who's making the engine right, and then you play the ancillary guys, right? Who are the guys who are giving value addition in the car? Who's making airbags? Who's making the smart chips? Who's making, you know, smart battery solutions, right? So content per car, right? So we call in telecom average revenue per user. Here you call it average content per car or, you know, kit value per car. So there is Sona, BLW, there is Minda. So we are trying to play this ecosystem, software providers to the car makers, and the content per car kind of place. So whether you are a bank or an NBFC, whether you are an auto guy, whether you are a chemical guy, whether you are a pharma guy, the key input is digitally innovating, either through technology or through chemistry skills or through use of credit, or, you know, using UPI or using the government digital infrastructure and making good of it. So that to me is somebody who will compound using digital infrastructure and technology, Vikas. Hope I was, you know, able to make whatever little sense. It's, as I said, it's difficult to add value once you already have big speakers, but I'll be happy.
This was one of the best and interesting session, Gurmeet. Listening to you is always a pleasure because you throw all the data points and leave a lot of food for thought, as in terms of doing our own homework and understanding how, because of this digitalization and disruption in the technology, scaling up, you know, India, you talked about unicorn, you talked about, you know, various opportunities, absolutely fantastic. And you did not use any sliders.
No, this is, you know, we've been doing this day in, day out, Vikas, and you've been part of this ideation for long. You know, I'm a believer that this is the best decade for India. I think it's a matter of time. And, you know, forget about, you know, digital compound and sector. When was the last time you saw $60 billion selling by FIIs and Nifty at 17,800? I mean, that itself is a, you know, testimony to today. The largest public holder after promoter is not FIIs. It's the retail investors and the MF guys, right? So that itself is telling you, you know, 11 crore demat accounts, 4 crore mutual fund unique investors. This number is going to become 2-3x, matter of 4-5 years.
Right. Great. Gurmeet, once again, thank you so much for taking the time out and joining this session. This conclave is all about educating and empowering our investors. So I think your contribution really is highly appreciable. So thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Vikas. Thank you very much.